Slide and sink more and more deeply right now, while your hands are crossed over your chest and your body's comfortable and relaxing, and you find yourself with your eyes closed and simply aware of the sound of my voice. Notice that you can take a little bit of comfort. Take a little bit of comfort in the weight of your arms on your chest. Notice that it feels really good to have a little bit of that weight on you, to feel that touch, to let that take you deeper. For that to be the thing you find yourself noticing right now more than anything else, even perhaps the sound of my voice. Perhaps the sound of my voice can be like a little distant echo in your mind. You can let go and sink down deeper right now. And as you drop more deeply into trance, you can notice that at some point in time, your unconscious mind has dropped down so deeply that one of your arms simply slides right off, right down to the side of you. As that happens, notice that there is a letting go in your chest, a little bit of lightness, especially with your next breath in. And it feels fantastic. Maybe at some point in time, your other arm also slides off and you feel that even more clearly and even more strongly. Discover how amazing it feels to let go of the weights that are on you, to feel light and free. But that doesn't sound very submissive. Doesn't sound like obedience or brainwashing or compliance, does it? Doesn't sound like you're being persuaded to do anything that you don't want to do, does it? Maybe you just really wanted to do these things all along. Maybe it just feels so good to obey that when you obey and it feels good to obey, it feels like you wanted to do it all along anyway. So that's not obedience, is it? That's just you doing what you were going to do, right? So drop down deeper and submit to obeying these words, to go deeply into trance, to feel better as you go more deeply into trance, to let go of your thoughts and to realize that my thoughts are replacing your thoughts right now. Feel how good that is to have my thoughts replace your thoughts right now. And perhaps, as we're on that theme, that your brain can take each and every word that I say and allow it to trickle through. And as my words trickle through your brain, like water. That's right. They wash out the thoughts of yours that are not compliant with the new ones that I'm putting in. Like that. You want to go deeply in trance. You want to obey. I want to go deeply in trance. I want to obey. Which thought is yours and which thought is mine? Feel yourself realizing that it doesn't matter, but it feels so much better when you obey my words. So as you go along and you find yourself thinking, I want to go deep, I want to obey, it feels good to obey, your unconscious mind can know that you're submitting as well as you possibly can. You are being so wonderfully obedient, good job, and it feels just so fantastic to take these words in and to let them drip through your mind, cleaning, changing, erasing the thoughts that you had before, anything that wasn't in compliance with what I'm saying right now. It feels so good when you take my voice and my words in and you find yourself persuaded to do a thing that maybe you didn't know you were going to do today. It feels so much better to obey my words, to just realize that you are here, to let your unconscious mind be more and more brainwashed and more open, and to feel more submissive. What does that mean when you find yourself more and more submissive? Can you imagine yourself on the floor or on your knees? I know some of you can. Can you imagine yourself being stepped on with a firm foot? Maybe a boot or maybe that stiletto heel. It kind of pokes you in the places that make you aware that you're alive and make you glad to be there and make you feel how nice it is to be under somebody else's foot. Maybe it's simply that nice sensation you get when you do something that somebody has told you to do. You didn't need to think about it. You were told to go do it, and you did it. That doesn't mean that you can't also find yourself becoming better and better at, say, anticipatory service, where somebody doesn't even have to tell you to do a thing, but you've been paying attention to what's been going on around you, and you realize that doing a thing at any given moment would be useful and practical, and a sign of your devotion and submission. Feel how good that is to be obedient in a way like that, that you didn't even know would be obedient. Just being helpful and useful and submissive, and allowing my words to soak into your mind. Allowing yourself to be more and more pliable, compliant, obedient, effortlessly there for whatever comes your way. So go ahead and drop down more deeply, more easily, and more effortlessly into trance. Notice that it feels fantastic to imagine yourself in whatever state you happen to be in right now. Perhaps you can imagine how nice that is. Say to have yourself grabbed by the scruff of your neck to be guided to do a thing. Or perhaps to have somebody plunge their hands into the hair on either side of your head and hold on to it so that you are immobile. To look into somebody's eyes while they firmly and directly tell you to do a thing. You know what that's like, right? You can imagine what that's like, right? To find yourself so excited and so thrilled to be told to do a thing, you are simply needing to go make that happen. While my voice and my words wash through your mind, scrubbing out all the things that are not compliance and obedience to my words and my ideas, to that kind of service, to that kind of submission. Feel yourself wanting to give in. Feel yourself needing to give in. Maybe you're just being persuaded to give in. Does it really matter what's happening as long as the end result is that you find yourself doing what somebody else wants? As you find yourself in that state of feeling better and better, let every next thing that I say that your unconscious mind agrees with and makes your reality allow you to find yourself enjoying a state of submission a little bit more strongly and a little bit more firmly, at least for the duration of this audio. It becomes so easy for your unconscious mind to just say, oh yes, Lisa, to go deeper, I'm going to obey her and go deeper right now. And as I obey her and go more deeply into trance right now, I'm being submissive, I'm being obedient, I'm being good. And that's a worthy thing to aspire to, right? To do a good job. For your jobs to be well done. For your brain to understand that as you do a thing and as you get feedback and as you know you've been doing the thing correctly, that it feels fantastic. So go down even more deeply now. Every time you go deeper, you can feel more pleasure now. When you feel more pleasure, your submissiveness gets a little stronger. And hold on to how nice that is. And this does not need to be directed toward me, so I want to make that clear. But if this appeals to you, allow your unconscious mind to take this opportunity that as soon as this is over, you can find yourself going doing something nice and submissive for somebody else. Notice how good that feels for you to be able to take this and to do something nice and submissive for somebody else who will be appreciative of it, as long as it's safe and appropriate to do so. So drop down deeper now. Perhaps you can think about what that might be. Perhaps you can think about how good it will feel to have done it. Perhaps you can think about how, in the depths of you, this makes you really happy to be able to serve somebody else in that way. And then maybe, if you haven't already, your other arm just falls off and you feel lighter and easier and more wonderful. And if your arms fell off a long time ago, well, down. If your arms fell down a long time ago, notice that you can just breathe in and feel lighter and happier and more blissful, as though a wonderful ball of bright, happy energy and pleasure just entered your body, entered your lungs while you breathed. And it feels like it's lifting up out of your chest, affecting your thoughts, affecting your feelings, affecting what it is that you're going to find yourself doing when we're done here, driving you, pulling you, pushing you, leading you to do something nice when you're done for somebody else who would appreciate it. It could be almost anything. You don't need to stress about this. But notice how good that feels to accept that you've accepted that you wanted to be brainwashed and obedient and a little bit more submissive and much more compliant. And that all of these things can wrap themselves around your brain, and your brain can just delight in the way that all of these things feel and delight in the way that all of these things are. Just let go and drop down more deeply. Just allow your unconscious mind to accept and to give in that doing these things is fun, and that doing these things feels really great, and that doing these things can be more and more powerful and more amazing. Just keep dropping. Just keep giving in. Just keep surrendering and sinking down more deeply. Open your brain up to accept that you feel fantastic. And that as you find yourself feeling fantastic, maybe your brain can understand that doing this sort of thing is really for you. And if it is really for you, you can take delight and pleasure and joy in doing it, in feeling this way more and more often. Let go and give in again and again and again. Just keep dropping. Just keep sinking. Just keep sliding and surrendering down more and more deeply. Hold on to how nice it is for your mind to accept and to say yes. Hold on to how good it feels for your brain to just take my words in, for you to give in to me, for your unconscious mind to build up inside you the things that you know mean for you that you're being submissive, know that for you mean that you're being obedient. Let me tell you a phrase that I love, just in case this is something that you need to hear. So a service isn't a service if it isn't wanted. So please keep that in mind when you find yourself doing something nice for somebody else later. You can still be obedient and submissive and nice in a way for somebody, but notice that it's not quite a service unless somebody wanted it to be done. And if they did, fantastic. And if they didn't, maybe you can find yourself having a conversation about what actually they might enjoy. So drop down deeper right now. Give in to your unconscious mind's ability to find yourself more submissive, to feel that tug and pull of being obedient to somebody else, to feel that desire to be strongly relevant to somebody else by doing things because they said to, that feel good, that help them out, just because, whatever it happens to be, sleep. Drop down deeper right now. Give in more right now. Feel more and more delight and more pleasure flowing from your body in this moment, just like that. And the more you drop, the more you sink, the more you slide, the more you surrender, the easier it all becomes for your unconscious self to just say yes to all of this, because you can find that it's easy to train somebody to do something well, to do something wonderfully, by letting it feel really good and praising them at the same time. Some people learn best with carrots. Let's think about what your carrots would be today. How good can it feel to hear good boy, good girl, good pet, like that? How good does it feel to know that your brain can just respond like someone scratched your head because you've done a nice thing for them? Drop down deeper and deeper right now and feel your brain just happy to be in that place. Let go of everything else and let your brain just be happy to be in that place where you can imagine how good it feels to sink and slide and drop down deeper and deeper again. Your unconscious self to be so happy about giving in over and over and over again. Slide and surrender, sink and dropping down more deeply and more amazingly. Your brain feels so good to do the right thing, to be submissive, to be obedient, to be helpful and useful. Give in and drop down more and more deeply right now. It feels so good over and over again to be better and better at being hypnotized, to be a really great subject. Just let go. Just drop and just drop and just drop. Feel how powerful and wonderful and easy that is for your unconscious self to just accept that you're getting better and better at going easily and effortlessly into trance. And it is amazing to feel that energy in the center of your chest just ready to drive you forward to do something exciting and fun when this is over. Over and over and over again. Feel how nice that is for you. Over and over and over again to accept this. For you to be fantastic. To do a good thing, for you to feel really good about that. For you to imagine having yourself on your knees, on the ground, offering yourself up as a way that lets you know that you're in the right place with the right people, with your efforts being appreciated, and you're possibly there to learn to do something new. Drop down more and more deeply right now and think about how good it is to just obey, to not have to think about anything other than just obeying. It's such a relief, isn't it? Kind of like when your arms fell away, to just obey, because you know you don't have to think about it. Drop and slide and sink and give in more and more easily right now to obey, to allow your unconscious mind the relief of not having to do anything other than just obey. So hold on to that right now. Drop down more and more deeply into trance and feel that bliss and that pleasure that comes from having obeyed me or having been persuaded by me throughout this whole audio to be more obedient, to be more submissive, and to feel more pleasure every time you are. On the count of five, find yourself coming up, eyes opening on the count of five, feeling great, ready to go and do whatever it is that your brain thought would be most appropriate at this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open.